David Bowie sang, "We can be heroes, just for one day. But imagine being a hero every day, for an act that costs you no money, and just a little time. Organ donation, it's something we don't think about enough, but why? Did you know you could donate stem cells or bone marrow and be back to work the next day? Did you know you could donate just a part of your liver, and it will grow back? Did you know that if you donate one of your kidneys, if you ever need one yourself, or if a family member does, you'll all be on the top of the list? And those are just the ones you can donate while still alive and healthy. Not all of us become doctors and nurses to save lives, okay, I did. But these are tangible things we can do with little downside, but all of the upside in the world for the person on the receiving end. I sat with 8 incredible individuals discussing their roles in this adventure. Jay Feinberg, leukemia survivor, and founder plus CEO of Gift of Life. Mike Gabler, heart valve specialist, and winner of CBS's Survivor. Bonnie Lillian, kidney recipient, from Rabbi Jason Wiener. Dr. Nick Nissen, liver transplant surgeon at Cedars-Sinai. Scott Pollard, NBA champion, and recent heart transplant recipient. Dr. Laurel Schramm, pediatrician, and recent liver donor. Rabbi Jason Wiener, kidney donor, to Bonnie Lillian, and head chaplain at Cedars-Sinai. Abraham Zilka, 2-time donor to the same recipient via Gift of Life. And for easy reference, here are the 2 sites to sign up. Gift of Life, Bone Marrow Registry, https://www.giftoflife.org/. Renewal, kidney donation, https://www.renewal.org/. At the very least, please watch this enjoyable conversation, and see if it inspires you. I bet it will.